Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Toshim Mishpat, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Prikut, Ino, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Reb Abba, Reb Yehuda HaLevi, and Reb Aaron, Reb Mordechai, whose yahrzeits are both today on the 26th of Shvat. Reb Nosson Zal, in this next paragraph, is going to give us a very brief summary of chapter 2 in the second half of Likut Imran, and then he's going to go into much more detail explaining and clarifying. He had Torah Hanal because the chapter in Likut Imran that we're referring to here, Ne'utza Seifa B'Tchilasa, is connected. The end is connected to the beginning, V'chein Kol HaTorahs. And that's also true about all the chapters in Likut Imran. As we discussed in another place, and the beginning is connected to the end. Meaning, when Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likut Imran and it covers, let's say, 10 topics, and it says this leads to this, and with this you can get to that, everything is connected to each other. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 2, in the second half of Likut Imran, Shetoida. Dahainu lohoidoi solahala shemisporach tomid, zeo bechina shiashua ulam haba. Toida means a thanksgiving offering. It's a korban that was brought in the Beis Hamikdash, a korban toida. But toida also means to say thank you, to praise and give thanks and acknowledgement to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that that's going to be the ultimate pleasure in ulam haba. V'hu bechinas limud halachos, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there that so too in learning Torah, the ultimate, the end, the tachlis of learning Torah is limud halachos, learning how to go, direction, getting clear direction from the Torah. U'bishvil zeh nikras hatoida halacha, and because both of these are very similar in that both of them represent olam haba, both of them represent the end. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk Kol hashoina halachos b'chol yoyim muftach lo yishuv ben olam haba. So learning halacha is olam haba, and giving thanks to Hashem is olam haba. U'bishvil zeh nikras hatoida halacha, and this is also why the korban toida, giving thanks, is also called halacha, al shem tahaluchos hadomim, regarding the flow of blood inside the body, shehoilchem kiseder kisheyotze mehatzora, whereby the blood inside the body goes back to flowing normally after a crisis is over. Kibitchilo, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, when a person is experiencing a crisis, a major crisis, an emergency of some sort, the blood in the body rushes to the heart. Just like when a country is being attacked, people run to the leadership to see what are they going to do about it. The heart is the king in the body. V'yachakach, and afterwards, when the crisis is over, Hadomim cholchem kaseder. The blood goes back to flowing in its normal flow. That's this halacha, the halichos, going the normal halicha. V'zeh bechinas hoylada, and this is also what takes place when it comes to giving birth. Right before a woman's about to give birth, that's a time of crisis, and the blood rises, the blood to that area, and then once the birth is done, the blood subsides. It goes back. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there on Likut Imran how this is tied into the three branches of Emes shining into the four categories of speech. And when a person is zeichet to perfection of speech in all of those areas, shemekusher the Shabbos, which is connected to Shabbos, because the Torah tells us about Shabbos that the speech on Shabbos is supposed to be something way above the speech during the week. V'daber dover, the Gemara learns it out from that pasuk, that your dibur on Shabbos shouldn't be like the dibur during the week. So through that, nimshach kedusha Shabbos l'yemei achol. A person can get to a level where they're able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. And when a person accomplishes that, they're able to reveal the oneness within the diversity. The 6 days of the week are called Pe'ulos Mishtanos. Each day represents a different sphera: Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Each one is different. And Shabbos represents oneness. Ato Echod v'Shimcho Echod. Sheze yokor ma'oid etzel Hashem Yisborach. And Rabbeinu Zalz tells us there in the Kudiran that when a person is able to reveal the oneness from within the Pe'ulos Mishtanos, to be able to show how all of that diversity is really one and is really coming from one, that's something very precious to Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas halacha k'rabim. This also explains why the Gemara teaches us that when there's a debate, when there's a disagreement, and there's a group of people who agree with each other, they agree on one opinion, we follow their opinion. We follow the majority that's united. Because when you have a plural, a few people that agree to one opinion, that's also an example of this. Because each and every person has a unique opinion, a unique way of thinking. And when they're able to come to agreement on something, they join together, that's special. Ayin Sham Kol Zeh Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over all of these ideas over there in chapter 2 in the second half of the Likutei Moharan, study it well. Ki zehu klal haTorah mereisha leseifa. Because he just summarized that whole chapter in the Likutei Moharan, which is about 10 pages from beginning to end. Nimtza. So we conclude after all of this, Sheikar Klolius HaPa'ulos Mishtanos Bartos HaPoshut Hualidei Toido Halacha. That the way we initiate this whole process is through a combination of toida, thanksgiving, which is one of the highlights, one of the most important aspects of tefillah, and halacha, which is one of the highlights and most important aspects of Torah. Shehu al yedei tahaluchos hadamim, and this is brought about through the proper flow of blood in the body, shehoilchem keseder, when it's flowing properly, kisheyoytzim mehatzora, after a person succeeded in getting out of a crisis, sheoz mevi'in toida, and that's when the halacha tells us that a person brings a korban toida, shehu bechinas halacha, which is associated with halacha. And again, over there in Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zalman makes several connections between toida and halacha. The first pasuk in Mizmor Lesoida, Toida, giving thanks offering, Horiyu Hashem Kol Haaretz, the first letters of Horiyu Hashem Kol Haaretz spell halacha, the connection between Toida and halacha. And the word Lesoida is the letters Hoilada. All of this Rabbeinu Zal brings from the Arizal, and Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on it and builds a whole beautiful Torah on it. Shalideze meir ho'emes, and when a person is zoicha to this good combination of toida and halacha, and to overcome a crisis through this, a person is zoicha that the light of emes shines into dibur. Ki betchilo kishayu adomim shoit v'malalev, because at first, when the person was in the middle of the crisis and the blood was flooding the heart, bebechinas anshei domim yisnu tam. As the pasuk says, people of damim, damim means blood, damim means money, hate etam, meaning negativity. That's a major aspect of negativity, sinah, machloikis. V'yachshov, kishadamim hoilchem kisidram. And now, when the blood receded after the crisis is over and the blood goes back to flowing normally, Meir ho'emes, anshei domim yisnu tam. When there's domim, when there's major blood, then that's the opposite of tam. Tam is emes. And when the domim subside, then the emes shines forth. Shaydeze zoichen lekol hanal. And this leads to all the good things that Rabbeinu Zal describes there in Likutei Moran, at shekol ha'pa'ulos mishtanos are nichlal in achdus ha'poshet. Umemela muvan ha'hepach. Rabbeinu Zal tells us, according to what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, that A leads to B and B leads to C, then you know that if you don't have A leading to B, then B will not lead to C. Meaning, kishahadomim shoytven alev, when the blood is flooding the heart, dahinu b'shas tzorach during a crisis, she'oz ein meir ho'emes, and then the light of emes is not shining brightly, ve'oz ein hadibur b'shlemus. And then the dibur is not perfect. Ve'oz ein nimshach kedusha Shabbos al yemei chol. And then we're not able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. Vazai ein nichlol en hapulos mishtanos yachad. And then all the diversity is not joining together, is not uniting. Ki mechlal hein ata shomei alav. Because we have a rule in Torah very often that if I tell you this is yes, then you know that's no. The opposite of it is no. Ube'emes, cho boho talia. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that the things that are defined over there in Likutei Moran are dependent on each other. Meaning, ki kol ma shapu'lois mishtanois mizgabre miyoser beribui shinuyim ve'enom nichlolim yachad karoi. The more that the different parts of diversity are different from each other, and they stay different, and they move further away from each other, and they don't join together properly, that increases the suffering of the Jewish people, and the exile, and the problems, and the crisis. Ki kol ha'yisurim v'hatzoris v'agolios heim al yidei hizgabrus ha'pa'ulois mishtanois beribui shinuyim she'enom nechlolim yachad. Because all of the suffering and the crisis and the exiles of Klal Yisrael and each individual Jew are based on the fact that the pa'ulois mishtanois, the different parts which are different from each other, are acting completely different, not in unison, not in uniform, not in harmony at all. They're not joining together. Ve'ein meir bohem hizgalus achdus haposhut. And the revelation of the oneness of Hashem is not shining in them. They're acting totally different. Everybody's different. People are keeping different Torahs, chas v'shalom, which chas v'shalom is pitting them against each other. Whereas it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way. Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran from the Zohar HaKadosh that the words Machloikis Shammai Hillel is Rosh Tevois Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is one person. Moshe Rabbeinu is Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu is the closest thing to Achdus HaPoshut with Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Machloikis Shammai Hillel, where even though they disagreed in many, many issues, they loved each other, they married into each other. There wasn't machlokes, there wasn't the wrong type of machlokes. Sheze iker tikun kol ha'olamos v'chol asher bohem b'protius. And what we're describing here, the revelation of achdus haposhut from within pulois mishtanois, that's the tikun for all of the worlds and everything inside all of the worlds in detail. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to be explaining some of the different pieces of that chapter in the Likutei Moran, making it much clearer. And now we'll understand much better what Rabbeinu Zal describes there in the Likutei Moran, that when a person is going through a crisis, the blood rushes to the heart. Rachmanal son, people get heart attacks. Anxiety types of anxiety that lead to heart attacks or things like that, or high blood pressure or that kind of thing. The heart beating quickly. Ki kol hatzorois vayisurim umachmas ribui hashinuyim she'ein misnagim hayisoidois b'mezek hashover. Because all suffering and problems and everything is because of the major diversity where the basic elements are not functioning together in harmony. Ki Hashem Yisborach boro kol ha'iloi kol ha'ilam b'shinuyim rabim v'nifloim. Hashem created the world with all of this incredible diversity. There's 10,000 different kinds of birds. There are 25,000 different kinds of reptiles and things, and they're all and 100,000 different kinds of plants and all of these. V'kulam klulim b'arbo yisoidos, and all of them come down to four basic elements: Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, fire, air, water, and dust. And it's from those four basic elements that it evolves into the four categories of inanimate objects, plants, animals, and human beings. Shehein Bechinas Klal Harbo Ilomos, which are also representative of the four major worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, Kemuva, as is brought in the Eitz Chaim of the Arizal. V'chulam nimshachem me'achdusay ha'poshet yisborach. And all of these originate from the oneness of Hashem. Ki b'sharosham kulam klulam b'echad. Because at their place of origin, they're all part of oneness, the oneness of Hashem. However, when they spiral down from that highest place, Hashem created them with all kinds of differences and diversity. Because these four basic elements are very different from each other. Ze eish v'ze mayim. This is fire, that's water. Ze ruach v'ze ofor. Ze cham v'yovesh. Fire is hot and dry, and earth is cold and moist. And another thing is cold and dry. Karviyovesh is water. Karviyovesh is offer. And how much more so if we talk about the different creations that evolved from these four basic elements, where the differences between them are countless. Compare a giraffe and a butterfly. You could write books and books describing all the differences between them. And all of them need to conduct themselves with perfect balance. That all of these elements should balance, should work out in a balanced way, perfectly. Based on how they originate from that oneness, Lasois pa'ulasam koroi, to go ahead and perform their functions within the world properly. Vios misnaig hakol koroi. And when that's going on, everything's going beautiful. Aval kishem israbim hashinuyim. However, when the differences between them increase, they expand. And when the different basic elements are not in balance and harmony, but one is trying to overtake the other, the fire is trying to go out of its boundary and overtake the water. That's the cause of all types of suffering and problems. And so to all the different times that we, the Jewish people, have been exiled among the other nations. Because if you recall, as we said a few pages ago, the 70 nations, Heim Iker Bechinas Pu'ulois Mishtanois, they are representative of this diversity. They're different from each other. Each one of them worships a different god. As it says in the beginning of Parshas Vezois Habrocha, Behanchel Elyoim Goyim, Behafridoi B'nei Yodom, Yatsev Gvuloi Samim, Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. It's talking about the Goyim, the other nations, and it refers to them as Behafridoi, separated, separation. Hainu Shehagoyim Heim Bebechinas Pirut. The other nations are the concept of separation. United Nations, that's the biggest lie that ever existed. We know these nations are not, the only thing that unites them is their hate for the Jewish people. The only time they can unite is in going against the Jewish people, Rahman al-San. But they are the epitome of pirud, of separation, of difference. Because they are the essence of this diversity. They are 70 nations corresponding to the 70 soul, nefesh, singular of Beis, the family of Yaakov Avinu. In the Torah, it uses the word nefesh singular, referring to the family of Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas, as the pasuk says there, Yatzev gvulois amim lemispar bnei Yisrael. Hashem establishes the boundaries of all of these nations, corresponding to the count of Klal Yisrael. We are a family of 70 united. They are 70 nations that are completely disunited. If you look in Rashi over there, in the beginning of his Zayis HaBracha, Rashi says this over there. And according to the degree that the creation is functioning properly, and as will be in the future, all of those 70 nations need to nullify themselves and become plugging into the 70 soul of the house of Yaakov, Shehem Chashuvim Kechod, which are considered like one, V'nechlolim, and all 70 members of Yaakov and his family are all Nichlal in that oneness of Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says there, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi, because Hashem's nation, the Jewish nation, we are the Chelek Hashem, we are the portion of Hashem. V'zeh called Tikkun Habriya, and this is the complete tikkun of the entire creation. When all of these nations will put aside all of their differences and all of their different religions and accept and want to be connected to the oneness of Hashem and the oneness of the Jewish people. Aval kishas soton misgaber ve'ena pulois mishtanis lichnolam yachad aydei riboy. However, when the soton is powerful and the all the diversity, all the different people and everything are not joining together because there's major machloikis, that the differences are very pronounced and people are defending the differences. The azay misgabrim chas v'sholom hashiva makom. Then the 70 nations become powerful. Shehem Iker ha-pulois mishtanais. They are the epitome of pulois mishtanais, and they are mezgaber al Yisrael. They unfortunately overpower. They're controlling us and overpowering us. V'chein al yidei zeh boim chas v'shalom kama v'kama tzorois v'yisurim. And in addition, this is the cause of major suffering and problems, shekulam poem al yidei she'ein hashinuyim shel kol arba yisoidos mezgin koroim. All of these are being caused and coming about as a result of the fact that the different properties of the four basic elements are not in balance. They're not in a healthy balance. Ve'ein nichvol and yachad koroi. They're not working together properly. We know in the body of a human being, you need heat and you need liquid. There isn't enough liquid, the person becomes dehydrated, chas v'shalom. The too much liquid, person drinks too, the body is retaining liquids, chas v'shalom. Problem. The bottom has to release liquids. If it's not releasing liquids properly, problem. V'zeu bi'atzmoi b'chinas hadomim sheshoit v'malalei b'sha'as. Now Rabbeinu Zal goes back again, that this is that concept that Rabbeinu Zal brings there in Likutei Moharan, that when there's a crisis, when a person's going through a crisis, when a woman's about to give birth, the blood rushes to the heart. He kol ha'chiyus Bahadamin, because the life energy of a person is in the blood. The pasuk says, "Ki hadam hu hanefesh." And this life force spreads, circulates throughout the body, reaching all the different organs and all the different senses, which have major differences in them. The different parts of the body are very different from each other. The eye is very different from the hand. Vishoyresh hachius, and the origin, the source of all of this chius, shehu haneshama hu koyach echod. The neshama is oneness. Umimenonim kol hashinuyim, and it's from that oneness, from the neshama, that evolves all of the differences and the diversity that's found throughout all the different 248 organs in the body. Shemurkovim, which are combinations of the four basic elements. Sanal. And all of this is related to what we said before, Shetzorich Sheyisnaig Hakoil Bemezeg Hashoven. All of these functions and everything, all of these systems have to operate with perfect harmony and balance. And when it becomes, when one starts opposing the other and working against the other, umisrabim hashinuyim, so that the differences between them become more prominent, they're not cooperating with each other. Water gets into the lungs, chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, and a problem with breathing, water doesn't belong there, you know. That causes all types of suffering and problems. And the blood goes into a state of confusion. The blood that's supposed to be feeding life to the body. And then the blood rushes towards the heart. And on a spiritual level, this is actually what was taking place when the Jews went down to Egypt. Shekoilel kol hagolius, Mitzrayim is representative of all the exiles. Sheikar hagolus hadamim. The exile of the Jewish people in Egypt was related to the blood, this concept of the blood becoming too strong, too powerful. Kemayshikosuv, as it says in Yecheskel Anovi, Hashem says, I passed over you when you were in Egypt, and I saw you swimming in your bloods. Barichus, and as the Arizal goes into this at great length in the beginning of his discussion about Pesach, in the Priest Chaim, speaking about Bidomayich, it says there, Bidomayich Hayi, it says it twice, Hashem said. And the Arizal says this goes to, this is speaking about the kosher blood and the non-kosher, Dam Tohar, Dam Tomei. And the Arizal goes into a whole explanation about the Gemara says there's five kinds of kosher blood, five kinds of Tomei. That's the 10 plagues, all kind, a very deep discussion al pi Kabbalah with the names of Hashem and everything related to this issue of Tikkun Hadamim, that's what it was really all about. Because remember, the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal tell us that one of the main reasons the Jews had to go down to Egypt goes back to Adam HaRishon. During those 130 years that Adam HaRishon separated from Chava, and it's brought that there were ruchos that were metamehim, there was zera levatola, and the Arizal shows how that was the cause behind the mabul. The word Adam is mentioned a number of times by the beginning of Parshas Noach, showing that this is going back to the pegam of Adam HaRishon, and then again by the Dor HaFlaga. And then it eventually resulted in the Jewish nation going down, the family of Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim for 210 years, all to be mesakein these damim, these bloods. Excuse me. Nimtza, שכל מה שמסגברים חס ושלום ביוסר, השינויים של הפעולויס משתנויס, שאינם נפועלים ביחד, so therefore, based on all of this, we conclude that the more that the diversity between all of these things starts showing itself more and more, and they're not uniting together, they're not joining together in a harmonious way, that causes this blood flooding the heart, which is crisis mode. We find by the going down to Mitzrayim, one of the final straws was the conflict in the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, that they were in disagreement. Yosef HaTzadik was Makarev, the B'nai Bilha B'nai Zilpa. The other brothers weren't. There was major diversity there. And it says that when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef HaTzadik to go check on his brothers, he meets the angel Gabriel, and he says, "Es afai anoichi mevakesh, I'm searching for my brothers. I'm searching for es afai anoichi mevakesh." And the one that he meets says to him, "Nosu mizeh, they just left here. They left here." He uses the word mizeh. They left zeh. Zeh is 7 and 5 is 12. They left 12. They don't want to be 12. They, for them, they feel 11 is enough. They want you out. They want to exclude you. That's this pirut. That's what really sealed the Golos Mitzrayim, Rachmanu Litzlan. V'chein lehepech. And so too, in the opposite sense, shekol ma shehadamim shoytven al halev chas v'shalom, the more that the blood is flooding the heart in a dangerous way, shayidei zeh ein meir ho'emes, and as a result of that, the light of emes is not shining into the dibur, kemoikein mezgaber hashinuyim shel hapulois mishtanois, that causes all the diversity to become more and more prominent, greater and greater, she'ein neflolem yachad, where it's not joining together. V'chein choizer cholila chashon, and this cycle continues. You know, as A leads to B, and B leads to A. And if there's anything's not functioning the right way, it's a big mess. V'alkein be'emes hascholas hagaulot hoshemoid, and it's because of this that to start the process of geula is very difficult, because we see that that golus is all about this diverse, this machloikis, this diversity, sinas chinam, all the things that the Torah speaks about. V'alkein mayin Moshe leilech, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu kept refusing when Hashem tried encouraging him to go take the Jews out of Egypt. He kept looking for every excuse to get out of it, because he understood that the matzav of the Jewish people at that time, that there was a dosan vaviram, and there was avodah zara, there was all of these problems. He understood that he's not going to have a complete success. He's not going to succeed in taking the Jews permanently out of Golis. However, Hashem forced him to go. Because Hashem performed wondrous miracles, even though we weren't really deserving, we hadn't made the proper preparations. Hashem performed incredible, incredible miracles in Egypt. And all of this was showing that all of the diversity is all coming from one. It's coming from Hashem himself. And all the different elements, the blood, the lice, the animals, the darkness, the light, everything is in Hashem's hands, like an artist who can control everything. And Hashem has the ability to change them, to modify them into any way he wants, according to his will. Hashem can turn a stick into a snake, and Hashem can turn a snake back into a stick. Umimayim dam, Hashem can turn water into blood. V'achakach midam mayim, to turn the blood into water. V'chein kulam. Ki kol ha'pu'lois meshunois biyodai. Because all of this diversity is within the control of the oneness of Hashem. Ki kulam nimshachem mimenu levad, me'achdus ha'poshet. Because all of them come from and originate from Hashem, the oneness. And through this display of oneness, Hashem took the that's what got the Jewish people out of Egypt. Umikol hatzoros, and out of all of the suffering, mishtifas adamim, from the flooding of the blood. Kamashakosov, as it says there in Yechezkel, Voimalo, Hashem said, I saw you bubbling in the blood, and I said to you, Bedomayechayi, that you're going to live. You're not going to die. The flooding of the blood is not going to kill. V'akol hoya k'dei she'yoydu v'yehallelu shmo yisbor tamid. And what was the ultimate purpose of everything that took place there? So that it should lead to the Jewish people praising Hashem, and even Paroi and the Egyptian pray, k'ma she'kosuv, u'laman saper shmi b'chol horas. That Hashem said, I'm doing all of this so that my name, my glory, my kavod will be told over the whole world. Uleman tesaper bozne bincho ben bincho, and said you'll be able to tell your children and your grandchildren about what Hashem did over here. V'chein osu Yisrael, and that's exactly what the Jewish people did. K'moshe Kosov, as it says, Vayamein ha'om. The people believed Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishmu, and they heard, Ki pokad Hashem es bnei Yisrael, that Hashem has remembered the Jewish people, v'chi ro'o es onyom, and that he saw our suffering. Vayikdu vayishtachu, and they all bowed. They bowed. What is bowing? Kito vayishtachavoyo. When a person bows and prostrates themselves, that's an expression of the highest level of praise and thanksgiving and show of respect. Just like the main place in Shmoneh Esrei where we bow is the Birkas Hoidah, the Brach of praise, Kel HaHoidois. When we say Moedim, toida, and as soon as the Jewish people started drawing upon themselves this toida, this thanksgiving, ha'emes. That's when the light of emes started shining. Mishtanois, and that's when the revelation of the oneness started showing itself from within all the diversity. And that's what eliminated the power of the Egyptians. The Egyptians and all the other nations and all the negative forces, they draw from the diversity. Elokim Acherim, like we said. The Jewish people are Anochi Hashem Elokecha, singular. The Goyim are Elokim Acherim, plural. Elokim Kel Acher is Bigematria Molech. And Elohim Acherim is Bigematria. Somebody do the math for us. Elohim is 86. Acherim is 259, I believe. 259 and 86 is 359, 349, 348. Shin Mem Ches. Or possibly be gematria Moshe, something like that. When the pa'ulos mishtanos are not working together in a harmonious way, when it's not in unity, that's where the Egyptians, that's where the klipos are able to draw from. V'chol mashen is batel koicham v'heir yoiser b'chinas hiskalos achdus ha'poshut, and the more that the power of the Egyptians and the negative forces were weakened and eliminated through this revelation of achdus ha'poshut, chozru tahaluchos damim leilech k'seder yoiser, the flow of the blood went back to a normal, healthy flow. And so too, all the other things that have to go back to their norm, go back in a beneficial way, until it resulted in the Jewish people to be, being able to leave Egypt. And then what happened on the night that we left Egypt? What are the Jews busy doing? The Jews were singing and saying Hallel. As it says in a pasuk in Yeshaya HaNavi, Hashir Yihilachem Kelel, that there'll come a time when the Jewish people are going to be singing, like on the night of the holiness of the holiday. And the Targum says there that refers to the first night of Pesach. And that's why those that daven Nusach Sfar have a custom that that's the one night of the entire year that we say Hallel at night. After Maariv, we say Hallel, the whole Hallel, on the night of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. It's one night, in Chutz Laaretz, it's two nights. That's this Toida, this incredible Toida. Because then we really drew upon ourselves this power of Toida, Sheze Iker HaGeula. That's what Geula, redemption, is really all about. At Shezachu L'Kriyas Yamsef. Until eventually we were zeicher to the splitting of the Red Sea, she'oz hoya gemar geulasam. That was the completion of the geula. She'oz omru shira sayam besimcha rabba, and that's when we recited the real toida, the oz yoshir, with tremendous simcha. Ki oz nishlam ha'hoido b'shleimus nifla al yidei shira sayam. Because that's when this hoido reached a peak of completion, of perfection, through the oz yosher, that special song that we sang. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are dependent on each other, the Yeshuas, the geula, and the toida. And who is one of the major forces who allowed all of this to happen? It's Aharon HaKohen, who was the one who had the greatest excuse to oppose all of this. That when his younger brother Moshe Rabbeinu showed up in Egypt after having been away for 40 years in Midian and in Cush, and Moshe Rabbeinu shows up, and Aharon HaKohen steps aside, no kinah, no sinah, no older brother syndrome, but Aharon HaKohen steps aside and says, "Moshe Rabbeinu, you're in charge. I'm right behind you." He didn't oppose Moshe Rabbeinu in any way. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yotzo likrosoi besimcha. He went to greet Moshe Rabbeinu with joy and happiness. The Aharon hoyo navi ugedoil hador. Aharon HaKohen at that time was a navi. He was also a navi, and he was the gadol hador in Egypt when Moshe Rabbeinu was away. And the majority of the Jewish people relied on Aharon HaKohen. They looked to him. V'nichlalu b'Moshe al yodoi. And all of them accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's authority through Aharon HaKohen. When they saw Aharon HaKohen accepting Moshe Rabbeinu's authority, that was it. And this is what brings about this greatest revelation of the oneness of Hashem from within the diversity. When a majority join together and are in agreement with one true opinion. Note, Rav Nosson Zal adds the word amitius here. When you have a billion Muslims or a billion Catholics, it's not De Amitis. It's true that there's a degree of unity among them, but it's not De Amitis. Sheze nasa al yedei Aharon. This was achieved through Aharon HaKohen. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Havi mitalmidov shel Aharon." Try to be from the students of Aharon HaKohen. Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos, Umekarvon LaTorah. He was the one who had this incredible test, the test of the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik. baby brother coming, and he's the here, he's the king, and he's the here. Everybody's bowing to him. And Aaron HaKohen passed the test with flying colors. Any questions? How do we apply this to our life? Oh, we're going to come to that. We're going to come to that. Rav Nosson Soltz is going to give a fabulous explanation right now. Here it comes. And what this is really all about is to tell us what to do. This is exactly what he's going into now. When we are going through crisis, exactly how to deal with it, what can we do to really ensure that we're going to overcome the crisis? We'll start. Paragraph Yud-Beis. V'ikar kavonas dvareinu. Rav Nosson Soltz says, my main intention in everything I'm telling you here is sheyovin kol echod mizeh remozim li'atzmai, that each and every one of us who are learning these words will be able to derive hints to apply to ourselves, lahachyos, to give ourselves life, ulahoshiv nafshoy, and restore our soul, bechol eis, at all times, bechol ma sheoiv ra'alav kol yemei chayev, through everything that we're going through throughout our entire lives. Ki al kol odom behechrech sheyav ra'alav kama v'kama mineh harpatkoes et lois. Because every single person must go through all kinds of struggles, difficulties, challenges, crisis. Ki odom la'omol yulad. It's a pasuk in Iyov. Man was created to struggle. Ukamosham Rabbi Samus Allen, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, kulhu gufo druftok ininhu. All bodies are struggling. All people in this world are struggling. And the Gemara says there, Ashrei mi shamole batoira. Lucky is the person who's struggling while learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Because if you're not going to struggle in Torah and mitzvahs, you're going to struggle in other stuff. Bifrat, Rav Nosson says, especially begolus hazeh, especially now, during this exile that we are going through, asher tokfu aleinu tzoros, where the problems are immediate, one right after the other. Person gets through one crisis, the next crisis. Finish one problem, the next problem. Ve'ein lanu chiyus kiyim al yidei ha-harchovois shashem yisporach marchiv lanu bein tzora. And the only way that we're surviving is through those spaces that Hashem puts between the sufferings, between the crisis, between the problems. Ve'gam betoich ha-tzora bi'atzma yesh harchovois gedoilis. And even within our problems, within our challenges, if we look carefully and we study carefully, we're able to see major harchavos within the tzara. How the problem that I'm having, it's a big problem, could be much worse, much, much worse. There are other people who have the problem I have 1,000 times worse than me, chas v'shalom. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, "Batzor hirchavtoli." When I was in a constriction in my prison, Hashem, you made things wide for me. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 195 on Likutey Ram, this limud of being able to look at my situation and be able to understand and realize the positive things about my situation, how it could be much, much worse. It's amazing. This morning, I was a drop later than I would have wanted to be for the, just to learn. Rabbeinu Zal says that a person, Hashem is sending messages to a person all the time. This morning, after davening, I went to Rush to do a little shopping for Shabbos. And I went to one of the stores here, not far from my house, that has a big parking area, a large parking area. But on Friday, relatively large, relatively, compared to the amount of cars. The amount of cars we know are doubling every day. So how large could it be in the middle of Yerushalayim? And I parked and I went in, and when I parked, there was still a couple of parking spaces. And I go inside and I do my shopping and I come out and I still have to go to one more store, but this time, no problem. And I see a gigantic, large Toyota parked in such a way Nobody's getting out, can't get out at all, and didn't leave any phone number, nothing. He's there and nobody's leaving until he leaves. And there's no way of knowing who it is. This store doesn't have a microphone, and the owner of this store is outside. So I tell him, maybe it's time that you marked off parking spaces here, because you see what's happening every day. People are parking any way they want, and then somebody ends up blocking and nobody can get out till. He says, oh, that's what I need now, Jeff. That's what I have to do now. Mark off parking. I have nothing better to do than mark off. Why would I want to make it easy for people coming with a car, to know where to park? Why would I want to do that? Nothing. Wait, and there's nothing. I go into the store and I see one or two people. I figure maybe I'll get lucky and I'll happen to pick the guy who's, oh, not at all. So wait, nothing to do. Wait. Wait, wait. Finally, he comes out and he looks Jewish. He's got a long beard and the whole look. And I said to him, this is Gezel. You're stealing time. You blocked. Nobody can get out. What Gezel? Why? He's getting into his car. I'm like a feather on his cat. Nothing. Zero, zero. Gets into the car, starts organizing himself, starts moving it. And there's other cars still coming now at the time. It's weird. Finally, 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 get out of there and rush to the other store that I have to get through to get challah for Shabbos and get to the store and look for my challah. They don't have the ones I'm here. Finally, get my challahs and get on. And there's a line there. There's a line. Okay, nothing. Wait online. The line moves pretty quickly. Get up to the cashier, pay, got my challahs. And then I meet a young man from our shul who's carrying like eight bottles of milk. He bought milk for the shul, service for the shul. And he says, can you give me a ride to the shul? Of course, of course. And he's a person who's not completely well. Well, so I'm wondering, who knows what more crisis is going to. And he repeats like three, four times, wait for me, wait for me. I wait for him, this, that. Finally get out of the store. He comes into the car and I can let him off. Normally, you can let a person off sort of across the street where they can cross over him. But it's a little bit of a dangerous crossing. And Chas Shalom, you have to walk over a fence, a little low fence. He could fall there and he's carrying six bottles of milk. So, no, I'm going to take you around, all the way around. They go around, let him off right in front of the shul. But, and I'm thinking afterwards, look how Hashem orchestrated this. I had to be in that store at that moment to be able to help him with his bottles of milk. And it's not, I didn't lose out on the whole time. I would have liked to have been a little bit earlier, but watching how everything's happening, and you could take everything the other way. You could get very angry and nervous and curse and worse. Or you can say that this is Hashem. Hashem is running all the and he's orchestrating. I had to be there exactly at this time to help this person with those, that kind of thing. We should be zeichet to read the messages around us correctly and to believe be'emunah shleimah that Hashem is running the world and Hashem knows it. La'hagid ki yosher Hashem tzuri v'lo yavlos aboy. Everything Hashem is doing is perfect, and to be able to benefit from all the challenges, that the challenges should work to our favor and not against us, Chas v'Shalom. Bezrach Shabbos is coming now. Shabbos Mavorchem of Ador, Marbim B'Simcha, that we're supposed to have extra Simcha, and you're allowed to start from Erev Shabbos. We can even start today when the Shulchan Aruch says that the Yetzirah tries, especially today, to make crisis between husbands and wives getting ready for Shabbos, that there should chas v'shalom be machlokes in the house. And I was listening here again in Eretz Yisrael. You listen to the radio, you can hear Divrei Torah on Erev Shabbos. One of the big rabbonim is on the radio, and he was speaking about the mitzvah of helping somebody who's struggling with their burden. And it says there to help your enemy. If you'll see your enemy struggling with a burden, help them. And the rabbi was saying that imagine how much this applies in a house. When a husband sees that a wife didn't prepare, she could have started preparing from Thursday or Wednesday. She left everything for the last minute and now cry, and I should help her also? And he says, you better help her. You better help her. The pasuk says, "Kisira chamoyer soinacha roi." When you see somebody struggling under a burden, when you see somebody has a situation, don't. That's not a time to start being a lamdan and saying, "Whose fault is this?" It's really there, and I'm going to teach them a lesson. That's not a time for teaching. That's a time for doing. We should be zeicher to do the right things and bring the geula, not the golus. We should have a chelik in the geula, not the golus. The geula came by Aaron HaKohen being there for Moshe Rabbeinu, being there to support everything Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do. That's how they won. That's how they got the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and that's how we'll get out of today's Mitzrayim. B'mehirah b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.